At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest in the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. Okay, so today I have Bridget Connolly and Liza McGowan on the line. They are co-founders over at After Hours Vintage. First off, hey, I just want to say to both of you, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're all right. And honored to be a part of this.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. So I saw you, I feel so bad. I don't remember the exact name of the publication, but I'm downtown. I live downtown. I record downtown. And I saw it was either DT News or it was one of those two. Do you two remember which one it was by any chance?
Yeah.
To put you on the spot.
Carrie at Downtown Weekly. She's fabulous to work with.
Okay. Shout out to Carrie over at Downtown Weekly, who I do not know yet, but hope to get to know one day. But I saw the amazing article and spread they did of you both. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much fun. I love the story that they told. Hope they did well in representing your brand. I was like, I got to have you on the show. So that's where it all, just for all the audience and listeners, that's where this particular interview began. And we'll start the interview like many. So the idea, After Hours Vintage, I need some backstory, like how'd this come about?
So it was like right after the pandemic, I think we kind of lived like on the outskirts of the Hollywood Hills, and we were walking one day and we came across an estate sale. And it wasn't being advertised or anything. It was just the family had come from Europe and they were just in there selling their parents' memorabilia and things, like they're like 100 years of their lives. And so we just kind of strolled in and checked it out, and everything in there was just fabulous. And
the family was really welcoming, and one of the daughter of the woman who had passed away, she was an opera singer, and then her daughter was there helping. And we got some cool stuff, but then like stayed long enough to get to know them and just liked the family. So we went back a few more days.
So we basically kept going back because it was just so much fun and so interesting. And anyway, we basically ended up helping with the sale. And one of the homeowners, who was like 100 years old when he died, was Art Babbitt, who he was like one of the guys that was up against Walt Disney.
He was one of the original animators with Disney, and then they parted ways when they were making Alice in Wonderland.
He created the Goofy character. Anyway, we ended up getting to like hold the sketches of the original Alice in Wonderland and
like the two animation cells.
It was crazy. And anyway, it was like this one thing we stumbled upon happened to be like a week of our lives, and then we missed it after it was done. And I think I ended up getting bed bugs after that from like something I brought home. But it was like the gift that kept on giving. But we ended up, we still don't regret it because we kind of missed going to estate sales after that because it was just a really interesting way to spend our time. So then we just got on estatesales.net and started frequenting them and
shopping for ourselves because we love vintage furniture and, we both have good style and like to furnish our own places, but then we were shopping too much. So
let's talk about the location and the shop and what you're actually doing. Now the audience is like, okay, so what is this episode about? It's about After Hours Vintage. Don't worry, we're getting there, all right? You didn't read the newspaper article, but I did, so we're getting there.
Okay, so this is interesting. So basically, we came across an existing showroom that was renting out spaces inside a modern furniture store. And so we kind of jumped on the opportunity. It seemed like it was a really great.
Yeah, we had accumulated too much inventory, and it was either a storage unit or a showroom, and we opted for showroom.
So
that's
we
a
got
great
a
idea
downtown.
Though. I've seen a bunch of these come up now, and it creates this community around it too, and then other communities get to see other like things. So go ahead, but I love the idea. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we thought. And so we get into this place, and it's a modern furniture store. And when we, you know, were originally sold on the idea, there was an artist and a photographer and all these other people that were, you know, renting little booths. So we'd get excited, we'd paint, we'd bring all our stuff in, we'd, you know,
throw a party.
And then like a week later, as soon as the paint was barely dry, we find out from the other people that were in there, everybody moved out.
And
what's going on here? And so, So anyway,
Welcome to entrepreneurship. Go ahead.
It was a situation we probably shouldn't be in. We should get out as soon as possible. So we just yesterday signed a lease. We're still in the existing place, which we shouldn't say.
Yes.
But
we're moving this week, this Friday. We're moving to a new showroom
on Skid Row,
right next to the Cecil Hotel.
Well, then we're able to say what it is, because I definitely want to get some address and some things out there, because I want people to come visit, of course. So we'll hold this until you're out and live. So where is this at?
So the new location is just north of the Cecil Hotel. It's right by, there's a business called LA Syndicate next door to us. It's in the Mercantile building, and we're the first ones in. And what they're trying to do, it's really good. She's creating like an artist community. She wants to find, you know, she's renting out spaces for really not a lot of money. And
it's through Lucky Cat Labs, and they have another like artist community in the art district, I believe. We should have that information.
Yeah, we just found out pretty much before we took your call.
Well, hey, we're breaking news here. That's the way it is in media, okay?
Yeah,
so, like, get some smiles over there. Breaking news. First to hear on a first podcast interview there. Hey, the Downtown News doesn't have that one. No, I'm just playing. No, they're amazing. I'm just playing.
Yeah, it's going to be really cool. They're going to have, you know, participate in the art walk, and they've got a huge community space. Like, they really, you know, so what we're doing is we want to be, you know, part of, I don't want to say gentrification, that's bad.
Revitalization, let's, like revitalization.
Revitalizing downtown.
Come on. I'll give you two some PR training over here on this one.
Well, we don't want it gentrified because we can't afford gentrified prices.
Yeah, we get kicked out. I know.
You don't want to, hold on. Let's follow this one. You don't want to be gentrified. I can't even do it. I can't. I give up on that word play. A better podcaster than myself would have made that really funny, but I can't.
Yes, revitalizing is a great word. You know, it's since the pandemic, it's slowly but surely downtown is kind of coming back to life. So we definitely want to be a part of that and be involved in the community.
Yeah, we love the people that we've met through, you know, just since we've had our business. It's been really cool to get to meet all the people we never would have met if it weren't for
so many cool creatives doing things we had never thought of.
Yeah. There's like
I'm a big fan of downtown. Like, I've lived all over since I've been here maybe 10 years, and I've lived everywhere from Santa Monica by the beach to Beverly Hills to Pasadena to all over the place, really. And I moved to downtown after, like, during when everything was, you know, pandemic, everything else. I'm like, if this place is going to, I don't know, get worse and worse, I should probably have some security. So I don't know. So I moved downtown. It's one of those new high rise. And I was pleasantly surprised at like the artists and just the other community there, like that's here and still budding. And I know that downtown maybe sometimes doesn't get the best rap. And I know that sometimes that like maybe we took a couple steps back during the pandemic because so many businesses closed and this and that.
Yeah.
But the story itself and the resilience of the people that are here and that keep on rebuilding and keep on, like yourself, adding these new ideas and new blood and new traffic, really, for all the community, like it becomes interesting to me. And so I've been here now, I think, going on 2 years, and it's definitely carved out a little special place for me because I've been all over the place. And the people I've met here, though, is amazing. And I think the concepts that come out, they're different. Like, they're not not that I have anything wrong with LA concepts, I mean, in general, but it definitely is distinct, I would say, from some other areas. And if people want to have a different flavor or a different experience in LA, I always tell people, like, oh, come visit over here. There's a bunch of little pockets and areas you may want to check out. Other than just the Staples Center, or the formerly known as Staples Center, whatever we want to call it. I don't know. It's always Staples Center to me. So I don't know.
I love, like, the restaurant scene is so great. And I worked at a couple French restaurants during the pandemic downtown, and it was.
Which was the one that you got kicked out of? Are we allowed to say that, or what?
Both of them.
Because one of them just, hold on, one of them just changed their menu, and I swear it's now it's like Italian something. I looked at the menu and I was like, this isn't even a French restaurant anymore. What are you talking about? They have like escargot, and they have one French like thing on there, and it's like, you don't get to call yourself a fresh restaurant because you have escargot in the menu. Like, I'm sorry. Go with it. Sorry, that was a little pet peeve of mine. They changed everything. I was like, it's not what it was. Go ahead.
Both restaurants are great, and it was a really good experience. But what I was trying to say is that I loved, you know, the people that came in. I've lived in, you know, a bunch of different areas of the city, and I decided after working at those places that I wanted to move downtown because I loved, like, the people were like New Yorkers.
You have to have some grit to be down here.
Yeah, and it keeps the Alu Yoga people from Santa Monica out.
Yeah.
is what the crack dealers do, and
they can come buy our furniture, but
yeah, but they don't want our furniture. They want, like, you know, restoration hardware. But
yeah,
anyway, we just, you know, I connected with downtown through working, you know, at those restaurants, and it was really great.
So the vision, I know your new location, Vision After Hours Vintage, by the way, website for everybody that's been listening to this, After Hours VintageLA.com. Check it out. Of course, let me throw in the plug there. But what's the vision going forward? Not asking you to have the crystal ball, but I know new location, new community. What's next?
We got to paint the floor tomorrow. We need to.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Right now we're at the part where we're trying to just get out of the other space.
Yeah.
With a clean break.
New showroom, connecting with more creatives, and we have a collaboration with a vintage fashion stylist,
Shout out to Quirk, Melinda at Quirk. She's great. She's over on Spring and Ninth, and she's got a little vintage shop. We're going to do a shoot with her. We want to start doing more. We'd love to be doing music videos and like set design. We just want to work with other creatives.
Yeah, like get into that scene in addition to the showroom, but kind of build out from there and do more styling and set design.
And we're going to be doing, you know, like hosting parties and partnering with LA Syndicate and whoever else moves into the Mercantile.
Yeah.
Is it Mercantile or Mercantile?
Mercantile.
It's Mercantile. Okay. We don't know. We can't even pronounce the place
Lucky
that we're going to.
Lucky Cat Lab.
That we're going to move into. Yeah. She's like, should we reschedule the interview?
No.
I'm like, no, let's do it. And
are you kidding me? I'm loving the paint the floor answer. I'm in. That's what I'm talking about.
We have to paint the floor. We do. That's our immediate future vision. Painting the floor.
And get a giant piece of beveled glass out of your Debbie Cobalt.
Hey, this is a entrepreneur's podcast, just so you know. So everybody listening right now, hey, they've been there. They're doing it. Like, this is entrepreneurship is not easy. For anybody that says it is, I don't know who you are. I don't know where you're from or what planet. You're from planet Elon, maybe, but he doesn't even claim it's easy, so I won't even say that. So it's not easy. So that being said, ups, downs, and everything else, what keeps the two of you in it?
In what?
In the business.
Oh, in the business.
Entrepreneurship, chasing the dream, keeping going. Like, what keeps
because
the two
I
of you in it?
Kicked out of the restaurant. No, I don't know. No, I'm too old to have a regular job at this point.
Oh, my gosh. This is the best.
No, we're both struggling writers. We're trying to sell a TV show, and we're thinking, we need to make money in the meantime.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do? Let's start a business. And just sink every penny that we don't have into it, and then we'll sell TV shows.
But at the end of the day, we're good at it.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
We're good with people. We haven't figured out the money part yet.
Most of the time we like each other.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I think you two might have just surpassed one of my favorite answers before, which is, do you remember Mrs. Fields, like those cookies? Do you remember that, like in the mall, when you go in the mall and you maybe see those cookies that smelled good? I don't know. I grew up with them. I'm from the Midwest. But Mrs. Fields cookies, do you remember those or no?
I remember. I don't think I've ever had one, but I'd heard of them.
I remember them.
She likes sweets a lot.
So I had Mr. Fields. So the gentleman that was the, like, they're, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Fields. So the real Mr. Fields was on the show. And he said that I asked him, what makes an entrepreneur? Whatever. Like the same type of question I just asked you. And he says, he stops for a moment. And I thought this guy is going to be all like super positive, this, that, whatever. He says, I think you have to be mentally ill. I'm like, you're Mr. Fields. How could you say that? You're like my cookie hero. But now your answer, I think I'm too old to have a regular job. A couple of them, I'm like, you have to be writers. I'm like, that's amazing.
I worked for Delta for a long time, and it was one of those jobs where it was like I was ready to drive a jetway into a plane, and like at full speed. And I know that I would just end up doing that if I had to go work for someone else and have someone tell me that my skirt's too short and my heels are too high. I can't have anybody telling me what to do at this point.
Bridget's been saying that she needs to work for herself the whole time I've known her. So making it happen now.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be fine. We're going to be okay.
I'm waiting for this show to be, now here's the question. Is there going to be another party for this launch, or what's going on there?
We want one for Valentine's Day.
We can pull it together. But
yeah, we'll have the paint.
Man, that's ambitious. This is January 30 for everybody when we're recording this. That's super ambitious, but my props to pulling
that
one. Yeah,
are you going to come to our party?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in. I'm right down the street. I'm in. I'm not doing anything. So I'm in, but I just mean you're painting the floor tomorrow or recently or upcoming. I'm like, man, that's ambitious and moving everything. Well, either way, I want to definitely be on the list whenever the party does happen, because I think it's awesome. And it's an excuse to have a party. So it sounds like a plan to me, and bring people through and build the community, which is what it's all about, in my opinion, is really building the community.
Yeah, LA Syndicate next to us has been wonderful in welcoming us to the neighborhood. And he's done a lot. His name is Sonny. And he is really passionate about bringing the community together of downtown.
Yeah.
And he's been a longtime resident, and we're excited to be, working with him. And he kind of knows a lot of people to bring, and it's going to be a good collaboration.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Liza, I just have to say it's been fun. Liza, Bridget, it's been fun having you on the show today and just getting to know more about your vision for AfterHoursVintageLA.com. I'm just saying that over and over and over again because I want people to go check out the website, AfterHoursVintageLA.com. You heard it. So go check it out.
Or I think we need to push the Instagram.
Oh, what's the Instagram? Yes, I didn't know. What's the Instagram?
It's the same. It's AfterHoursVintageLA.
But you have to put the little at sign in front of it.
Yeah, Bridget's learning how to use Instagram, so
that's good. It's gonna be a good platform for you, because what you're doing is so visual though. Like when I look at the photos that were taken, your website, otherwise, like it's such a visual expression for yourself, especially for music videos and the other things you want to do. Like, I mean, what I do is boring in that sense. It's audio. Like you got to listen to it. Like
no,
I don't. I mean for pictures and stuff like that. The last thing I want to see is a bunch of pictures of me with this headset on. Like, okay, look at that. He's got his headset on that way, and look, he turned the other way in his headset. Like, no, thank you. But
you can host a podcast from our new showroom.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do an episode. I'll do an episode. I'll
we'll
do an
we'll
episode.
Rent it
we always
like
take this on the
an hour. We'll give you a deal.
Oh, thank you. Leave your current studio and I'll come shoot some content though. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, please swing by. We'd love to have you.
All right. One last plug on the Instagram. What is it? One more time.
It's at AfterHoursVintageLA.
Fantastic. All right. So everybody go check that out. We'll throw some links into the show notes. And speaking of the audience, if this is your first time with Mission Matters or listening to an episode, if you haven't hit that subscribe button yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. A special invitation, please hit that subscribe button. We got many more business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, dreamers, you name it. They're coming up on the line and we don't want you to miss a thing. Bridget, Liza, thank you again so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Adam.